We're going to turn our attentions here to finding out what on earth is going on with our friends at the United Way, because we haven't talked to them in a while through the holidays and so on and so forth. But Jennifer Tomczyk is still there and is back here this morning to bring us up to speed. She's the marketing manager at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Jennifer, how are you? How were your holidays?
Great. They were very relaxing. Not much went on, but I think that was the case with most people. How about yours?
Yeah, about the same. I'm lucky enough to, you know, have some close family close by so that we could have a little, family interaction. Certainly nothing huge, and, you know, people we've been hanging out with since this whole thing started anyway. So, yeah, I think relaxing and quiet are the two words that come to mind whenever you ask anybody about the holidays. New Year's Eve was pizza and falling asleep early, so... Still the party animal right here. That's what I'm saying. But hey, that's all past and behind us, and there's a renewed sense of optimism and hope for 2021, mainly because of the onset of the vaccination process, which is getting underway. And I think that's probably brought hope to most of us in some way, shape, or form. You guys are looking forward here in the next couple of weeks, or soon anyway, to a relaunch of a program that was very successful for you last year. Talk to me about your 21-day equity challenge, and let's start with the description of exactly what that is, and then we'll get into the specifics of the when and the how.
Okay, so it's an interactive digital program for individuals or groups to deepen their understanding of and willingness to confront racism. And it's very simple. All you do is sign up with your email address, and then every day, starting on January 18th, running to February 7th, you'll receive an email prompt that includes just a short bit of text or video or a link to an article. It doesn't take long to do it all, and but it's so informative. I did it last fall, and I can't believe how much I learned.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I knew a lot about this topic, but, you know, there's history. You see how, you know, racism intersects with social and economic issues, and it was really fascinating. And we had more than 800 people sign up last year, and throughout Bearingcast and Van Buren. And 75% of those had a 100% completion rate. So that tells us that this was very engaging every day. And I completely agreed. I might actually do it again because there's just so much, you want to take it all in.
The history of it is the critical part of it, because you can look around yourself and your community and whatever it is you do on a daily basis and go, things aren't so bad, but, you know, we're doing better. Things are okay. But if you go back and you start digging into the history of the racial strife here in this country, and then begin to understand how that just doesn't, you don't snap your fingers and it goes away, then you can get a much deeper understanding of what the underlying issues are. Now, you said this is the second year coming up. What brought this to the United Way in the first place last year? What's the inspiration behind this? How did this get started?
Well, we borrowed the idea from the United Way of Washtenaw County. They did it a year ago. They did it last January, and they had 5,000 people participate. And because it was so successful, all the United Ways in Michigan took a look at it and said, you know, how can we adapt this to our region? And we're so glad we did it. And now, you know, now we have all the content. It's all packaged. This is something that we can do multiple times going forward. And we thought, you know, what better way to relaunch it than on Martin Luther King Day this year? So that's when it starts, on January 18th.
And these individual readings and videos, what can we expect from those? What's the sourcing? Where do those come from? Just a general sense of what those are about.
The sources come from all over the place. There's really just a multitude of resources that it pulls from. It's very, very rich in terms of its content. But then it also provides, it's not just learning, you know, it'll provide resources and tools and ideas for you to then apply this in your life, in your personal life, in your professional life, in your community, ways you can get involved, and it's small, manageable things that every person can do to combat racism.
And that's where it starts. This past year, certainly, this has gained the attention of the national spotlight here because of all of the marches, some of which have devolved into violence, unfortunately. But there's a certain element in society that says, well, you know, all we need to do is to, basically beat down the rebellion and then everything will be fine. But if you don't address the underlying issues as to why this is happening, then nothing changes. And while it may quell the unrest for a little while, it's going to bubble back up again. So this is designed to get at the root of it. Would that be a fair guesstimation of what's going on here?
Exactly. You know, and people want to do productive, constructive things to help. But a lot of times they're just at a loss. You know, they don't know what to do. So, you know, this is a starting point, and it's a way to get on the right path.
Yeah. Now, you said, when was the last one? Was it earlier this year, or was it last year?
It was last September.
Last September. Okay. And you had, you had 800 people or so?
800 people, yes.
And what did you hear from those people? Have you followed up and gotten some sort of feedback from those that participated?
We did. We did a survey. We asked people to do a survey after they completed it to give us insights into what they learned about it. And it was fascinating to see what kind of effect it had on people. You know, it was great with this one man, a 90-year-old man in a senior home. He wrote to us saying, you know, I can't do anything because I'm not mobile. You know, I can't get out there and be active in the community. But he's like, I just cleaned up my own act a little. That's what he said. And then he talked about it with his grandson. You know, and isn't that what we all look to our elders for, is for their wisdom? And he felt like he gleaned a little bit from this.
I would have to imagine that it is a very generational thing here, in that as time has progressed, we have made progress in dealing with racial inequities. An older person's perspective on what they have thought or what it was like as they were coming up, and on both sides of the racial divide there, too. You should hear from both sides, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some people felt really disheartened about learning the things that they did. You know, they didn't know. Other people said, I pretty much confirmed everything I already thought. You know, so it was just, you know, a gamut of responses, you know, and everyone's going to have a different reaction to it. You know, some people are going to be really moved by it. Maybe other people won't. But it's worth taking a look at it anyway to see, you know, what you could get out of it.
Doesn't hurt to know more today than you did yesterday, right?
Absolutely, right.
What did... No, I want to stay stupid. Is that okay?
Well, it, that's your prerogative, but...
I don't want to learn nothing more. as far as your organization, United Way of Southwest Michigan, and you can expand it broader beyond that to just a general United Way perspective, what are you hoping to accomplish? What is the end goal? How will you tell if this is making any difference?
Well, you know, with our work, you know, we are trying to get to the root of our community's challenges. You know, that's one of the things we do. You know, you can't just put Band-Aids on problems. You have to actually root out the problems. And we do both. So, and it's important that you do both. And we want the community to understand the nature of our work and why we do the things that we do, so that they can, you know, come alongside us and help us do it through volunteering, through donating, through advocacy. There's all kinds of ways that people can partner with us to to get at these root causes and also to address the immediate needs as well.
Yeah, and you have to, it's a difficult balancing act here. You have to present this in a way that people want to do it voluntarily. You can't cram this down in anybody's throat. You can't beat them over the head with it. It has to be voluntary, and they have to want to learn more about the situation and how to address it.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this challenge is it does. Once you take it, you're like, yeah, I want to do stuff, you know, and there are ways to do it that are manageable and doable. It's not something that we can't surmount.
It's the 21-Day Equity Challenge. It starts on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is, what, January 18th?
January 18th,
all right.
Yes.
And then, since it is the 21-Day Equity Challenge, it goes for 21 days after that, right?
Yes.
See how smart I am? You're not dealing with anybody's old lunch meat here, I'll tell you what. Well, it's a noble effort, and based on the fact that you're doing it again, I'm expecting and or suspecting that the United Way of Southwest Michigan feels it is valuable and can make a difference going forward here in Southwest Michigan.
Yes, and please go to our website at uwsm.org. You'll see it right there on the homepage, and all you have to do is put in your email address.
Jennifer Tomczyk is the marketing manager with the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Jennifer, we thank you kindly for the update here on the 21-Day Equity Challenge, and hope that everybody will take advantage of it and maybe learn a thing or two. Thank you, young lady. Have yourself a great Tuesday, and we'll catch up again in the not-too-distant future.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.